Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:33. Joining us in the studio to talk about the third volume of Cambridge Calling, which features a range of local artists, is one of the people behind the collection, our own Dave Hammond. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning, morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just admiring the slickness of the show compared to the smelly flower pot.
Well, it's not quite as slick as it would be if Julian was here, but I'm doing all right now.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, sort of. Now, this, as we mentioned, this is the third volume of Cambridge Calling.
Yeah.
So how long is when was the first one released?
It was a mere 17 months ago, I think, March of last year.
You've racked up three volumes in quite a quick space of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess just goes to underline how much music there is out there that you can put on such an album, isn't there?
Yeah, it's that, and it's also the support and the pushing from Bob at German Shepherd Records, who says, "Have you got another one ready yet?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So he's been very supportive and very good in putting these out.
Okay. So the idea of it originally, where did it come from?
Well, that came from a conversation with Steve Wilson, who was a local musician with a band called Sound Menagerie. And I'd played a lot of Steve's music on the Smelly Flower Pot show, and he wanted to do something in return. So he suggested putting together a compilation of local bands. And I thought at the time, yeah, I think I might be able to do that. I might know seven or eight bands that might contribute. But that sort of snowballed, and within weeks I was discovering dozens and dozens of bands that were lurking around in Cambridge that I'd never heard of.
Mm.
And I thought, well, we need to get that music out there.
Mm.
Unfortunately, for reasons of ill health, Steve wasn't able to continue with that project, and that's when the German Shepherd Records label stepped in and released the first two volumes, and then, as of the 31st of August, volume three.
Okay. And you said, so you're discovering new artists because of this project that you wouldn't have discovered otherwise.
Absolutely, yeah. And indeed, the song you played before the news, another local band that I've not heard of. You sort of scratch away at the surface, and then there's more and more bands that come out.
Yeah.
I mean, on the first three volumes, we've had a total of 59 different artists, all within the Cambridge area.
Mm.
And there's probably enough to certainly do a volume four more or less straight away.
Yeah.
And probably more that will come out and do a volume five, even a six.
Yeah. Are you finding now that you're on the third one that you're getting contacted by people asking to be on it?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of contacts, and it's not just because of volume three, but also because people want to be heard on the radio as well. So they'll get in touch with a view to me playing their songs on the show, and obviously on Cambridge 105 beyond that as well.
Yeah. I was saying to Lucy to try and describe it for her. To me, it's a bit like, and now that's what I call music, but for Cambridge bands, in that sense, I guess. Is that a layman's terms way of describing
it? It's probably not a bad way of describing it. I would say that there's certainly a lot more variety in the music on Cambridge Calling than there is on any now volume that you've probably ever heard.
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah.
What about you? We're sort of slowly educating you into the world of local music, mm-hmm. being on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I always knew that Cambridge had a lot of the local band scene, but I really didn't know it was actually as much as this, and really that the quality is so high as well. That's such a good standard. But we were there last Friday at the NMG Awards, and just looking around the room and just seeing the performances, super impressive stuff, really. And I can't believe how young they all are.
Well, yeah, on the NMG Awards night, a lot of them are young, but there's a range of different ages on this album. I noticed that you've got music from just scrolling through some of the bands. You've got Lemon Days on there, you've got The Fifths on there, you've got Ear on there. They're quite all young bands, teenagers.
They are indeed.
And then you've got other bands on there like Grieving and Roby Gensali and Honey Witch, who are, without being offensive, sort of more at the other end of the age spectrum.
Should we say mature?
Yeah. So there's a wide variety on there.
Age range, it's styles of music, the variety and the depth of music in the area is just it's quite unbelievable, really. Mm.
What do you put that down to? Is there a reason behind it all, or was it a little bit like there's a lot of students around here, there's a, I don't know, like
I don't know. No? I don't know why, but I think it is certainly with people that are in this scene and then go outside of this scene. Cambridge is definitely perceived as being one of the hotbeds of music in this country. Mm. Like, you know, Manchester is always been and London, but Cambridge is up there. It's in the top five of music scenes and artists. And you've only got to look at some of the bands that have come out of Cambridge in the last few years: Mallory Knox, Lonely the Brave, Alt J. And from slightly further afield, like Don Broco from Bedfordshire. There's quite a lot coming out from East Anglia at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know why. Cambridge has always been a bit of a hodgepodge mix of different personalities and people. So
And I think the other thing as well is the more time you invest in trying to find out the music in an area, the more you find. You know, a lot of these bands don't push themselves. Mm. They'll just turn up every now and then, do a gig, self-release some music, but they don't get pushed and marketed, so you've got to sort of scratch and find out where they all are.
Yeah, and for those ones then, I guess it's a great honour for them to be included on something like this.
I'm not sure about an honour, but I'm very pleased they've all put tracks forward, and obviously it all goes to charity as well.
Okay, tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, well, Volume 1 raised money for the Arthur Rank Hospice, which is a local charity, and we focus on local charities where we can. Volume 2 went to the Cambridge Alliance for Independent Living, which unfortunately now has folded.
Oh, right.
And this particular volume, all the proceeds will go to the local branch of Mind, which is Mind, Cambridge, Peterborough and South Lincolnshire.
Okay. Any reason why you've chosen that one?
Well, what we tend to do is we try to be a little bit democratic, and when we put out to the bands asking if they want to put forward a track, we ask what charities they would be interested in contributing to. And by far, most of the bands went for the Mind. Mm. I don't know if that says something about the people contributing these songs or not, but it was definitely a very worthy charity.
Yeah. So you're the lead person that puts this together. How long does it take to put this together? How much of time does this take up?
I tend to measure it in how many bottles of red wine I've drunk in the course of putting it together. So, yeah, it works out quite expensive from my point of view. I've got to the stage now where I can put out a generic email to lots of bands requesting all the information I need. But then, as you tend to find with some artists, artists are more interested in creating rather than doing the business.
Yeah, the administration side's not the strongest,
So you have to tend to chase one or two people for things. It can be quite time-consuming, but I've got the backup, obviously, the label, which is very helpful. Also, Stuart Harris, who does the designs for the label as well. And I appreciate that it's not as pretty as a flower as the one that's likely to be on Lucy's plant. But
well, yours is the smelly flower pot, so it's not meant to look pretty.
That's right, yeah. It is quite distinctive. So there's a nice little team, and I think the fact that all these bands are putting all these tracks forward is a little bit of a bonding thing for bands in the area as well. You know, everybody's starting to become aware of everybody else.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe finding links that they wouldn't have known before. Mm.
Do you have to put some thought into how these tracks are placed on the album in terms of the running order, or does...
This running order is probably about version number 36
really?
Or something
so
like
you
that,
listen to them all go and decide what follows what best?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That must be quite tedious. But great that you get to listen to them all. But yeah, it's so. What do you go with? Something that kicks off the album and then slowly, I don't know, what builds up as you go through, or
well, it's interesting.
Like, light and shade, or
that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's a mix of all those things, really. I don't think there's really a right way to do it, because obviously, what I view as being the right order would be completely
exactly.
different.
Yeah, well, that's
else.
The beauty of music. It's all the way people interpret it, isn't it?
So. And I'm pretty sure somebody's going to listen to this. They'll just put it on shuffle anyway.
That's also true. So that takes that argument completely out, doesn't it? So where's it available and what formats?
Well, at the moment, it's only available as a download. Okay. And that's through German Shepherd Records Bandcamp page. So that's germanshepherdrecords.bandcamp.com. Just do a search for Cambridge Calling Volume 3. While you're at it, do Volume 2 and 1 as well.
Yep.
But also there's, on the German Shepherd Records website, which is germanshepherdrecords.com, you can find on the artist page there, There's a list of all the groups that are on there and a little biography of each of the groups as well, which is quite interesting to read.
All right, so if you are into your local music and you want to discover some more acts, there's bands on here that I've heard of but haven't heard any music from. So, you know, I'll go through and listen at some point and discover some new ones. We're going to play a track in a minute. We'll do the travel first and we'll come back and you can tell us a bit about Elmer, who we're going to play in a second. But we'll do the travel first, 8:42.
Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're going to wrap up with our guest Dave Hammond in the studio, who's one of the people behind the Cambridge Calling Volume 3 compilation album of lots of local artists. And we're going to play a track from it. It's track 6 on the album, in case you are following along. And this is by Elmer. So tell us briefly about Elmer.
Elmer are a duo. I think they're based in just outside Ely, the Cambridge side of Ely, consisting of Mark Ellis and Ellie Gillett on vocals. Mark Ellis has previously been in other bands, including Sideshow and, as you mentioned off air earlier, Hamfatter.
Hamfatter, yes.
Who were quite interesting.
Yes. So you remember Dragon's Den?
Yes.
Which I don't think exists. I think they've stopped making it now.
Mm.
But in the very early days of Dragon's Den,
yeah.
Mark went on and pitched his band to the Dragons.
Really?
Would you like to invest in my band? Great idea. Mm. And Peter Jones did. He invested in Hamfatter. They didn't do very well, but he still invested in them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's
so
a very cool little story, actually.
Yeah. So there we go. That's how I know Mark.
So Mark, his current band is Elmer. He's been working quite a bit with Bo Huidine, who is a very well-known musician in the area. And they've got their debut album coming out, which is called Dreamland, which this track is taken from. And that's out later this month. And I think there's a launch show at the Portland on the 27th of September. So that will be well worth going along to. But I love the style of the music. It's very 60s orientated, hints of the Beach Boys and, you know, the Mamas and Papas and that kind of stuff.
All right, let's take a listen then. This is called California. Thank you, Dave.
Cheers.